What's good? What's good? I'm back. You're truly one and only Paul Picker, host of the Paul Picker Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of The Odd Couple talking about, it's a tad bit old, but it was talking about Caleb Williams. I guess his team was basically putting it out there that whoever drafted him, they wanted a percentage of ownership for Caleb Williams to play on that team, which is really crazy to think about. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Is it marketing and promotion? Then look no further than PromoPalace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, PromoPalace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotion for your music, product, brand, or services, please go to promopalace.biz. Also, get 15% off music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LABORDAY2023. Also, there's another one out there we just created for Halloween. Happy Halloween 2023. We'll also get you 15% off site-wide on promopalace.biz. All right, let's get into it, The Odd Couple.
Williams, the presumed number one pick, the defending Heisman Trophy winner, the quarterback out of USC, who is fantastic. The story is that he wants whatever team drafted him or drafts him to give him partial ownership of the team. Now, Aaron Rodgers, according to a source for PFT, Rob, Pro Football Talk, he attempted the same thing when he went to the Jets this summer. He was, you know, wanted to get some ownership.
Let me stop before Chris Broussard finishes. Okay, but Aaron Rodgers is probably only going to play about 2 to 4 more years. So that makes sense for somebody like him to try to get ownership in a team, because he's pretty much going to be on his way out soon, you know. And even though he's going to come back, he got hurt, he's going to probably come, he might come back this year from the injury, which is really, really amazing when you think about it. But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers has also won a Super Bowl. He's, I think, 3 or 4 time MVP. Like, it's crazy to me that these cats that haven't won nothing yet in the pros, be wanting to get the bag. These athletes are so fucking entitled, man.
And the owner shut that down. Now, it's not clear from the reports out there if this is against the collective bargaining agreement. I would think it is.
I don't know how you could be an owner and a player.
Right.
Rob G has some, because I
remember when Michael Jordan was owner, had ownership in the Washington Wizards, and then wanted to come back and play, and he had to give up that ownership.
They made Magic do that. Magic had to sell his shit. Didn't he have to sell his, Chris, to come back?
Well, I got the answer for you guys. According to an article in Forbes, this was published back in 2017, actually, there is no rule that outright states an NFL player cannot own the team or part of the team. However, due to salary cap restrictions, it is extremely unlikely because the owners would allow it.
Well, yeah, you couldn't – that. Thank you for that, Rob G.
And not even just that. Before they go in on this, could you imagine being like a 10-year vet and some rookie comes in and gets drafted and gets a percentage of ownership, and now he can tell you what to do? Now he's one of your bosses? That ain't going to work. You know, once again, this is a sense of entitlement. And how do I know athletes are entitled? Because I went to Douglas Byrd High School, and Douglas Byrd High School was a football school. And you had dudes that automatically got slots on the basketball team, couldn't play basketball worth a lick, but got it because they were part of the football team. You know what we call that? Entitlement.
I'm surprised there's no rule. They probably have just thought it was so out of bounds that there's no way it would even come up. And also, Rob, the thing that makes it really hard to do is, I mean, there are other issues, human issues, but just from a financial standpoint, you got a salary cap. Going over the cap. If a guy has ownership of the team, how do you even calculate that?
Exactly. It wouldn't work, Chris. You're 100%.
And it's double dipping at that.
100% right. Let me tell you something. Caleb Williams is an unbelievable talent. I think he'll be the first pick. God forbid something happens. But other than if he just plays and does what he has done, Chris, he'll be the first pick. And you can shoot for pie in the sky, ask for whatever you want. It's negotiations. I just don't see it. But the stories that keep coming out are the ones that I just start to scratch my head. Like, well, I'm not going to go in the draft. I'm going to go to wherever I want to go. I want ownership in this. And next will be like Lincoln Riley has to be the coach, and that's the only way I'm going to go to that. Like, for all the talent, Chris, when I start to hear all that, I don't know if I'm an owner, if I want to get involved in a guy who's that much into everything. Like,
that's an understandable statement.
That's it. Like you could add whatever you want, but I'm talking about me personally as an owner. I want you to play. I'm the owner. You know what I mean? We have a GM, just like players trying to dictate everything. I can't. You can't operate like that. And all of these stories, whether that I'm assuming.
And how are you going to try to dictate anything before you've even dictated anything? You ain't even played the game and dictated. You know, this is why I have so much respect for Pat Mahomes right now. I mean, if anybody should be getting ownership percentage in a team, it should be Patrick Mahomes. I mean, and if Tom Brady didn't get it in New England, what are we talking about here, man?
I mean, they're true, Chris, but they would bother me a little bit that this is going to be more than just drafting a franchise quarterback, developing him, and trying to win a Super Bowl. That there will be, because if you allow any of this prior to him getting there, opened up such a can of worms. There's no turning back. There's just no turning back.
My first rap album, 2002, no turning back. My whole theme of life. Yeah, once you open up these rabbit holes and these can of worms, there's no covering them up and there's no closing them. They're open.
Well, let me say a few things. I think that's well said. I agree with pretty much everything you said, Rob. A few things. Number one, and Caleb Williams is great. I would take him number one. But for what it's worth, Rob, the midseason All-American team, now this is ESPN, so it's just, you know, their opinion, but they picked the midseason All-America team today. Caleb Williams was not only not the quarterback, he wasn't the second quarterback. Well, the starter was Michael Penix Jr. of Washington.
Who's having a great season.
Having a great year. Yeah, I'm not going to say he's better than Caleb, but he's having a great year. And Jaden Daniels from LSU was the second quarterback.
Well, he's also, this is right ahead, whenever they did the selection, Chris, was right ahead the terrible game, his worst college
probably
game against
Notre Dame.
Probably
coming off is my
right?
guess.
Yeah.
Coming
yeah, like,
off
it must
game.
Have
he
been.
Had three
like,
interceptions.
In the first half.
He hasn't been great the last 2 weeks or last two games. You know, he had only one touchdown. He wasn't as bad, but he had only one touchdown in the previous game and no picks. But like you said, he had three against Notre Dame and Arizona. You know, he had the one touchdown, but only 219 yards passing. So that's one thing, Rob. And we've said it. As much as you like him, as good as he looks, there's no sure thing at quarterback in the NFL. It just isn't. We've seen too many guys that people thought was a sure thing that were drafted first.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about being a great college player, it doesn't always translate to the pros. I mean, like, let's go into basketball, for example. Freaking Duke's Christian Laettner and my Tar Heels' Tyler Hansborough had two of the greatest college careers ever. Ever. Tyler Hansborough was first team All-American every single year, 4 years straight. What did his pro career amount to? Not much. What did Christian Laettner's? Jimmer Fredette. There's a lot of cats that ball out in college. There's dudes that balled out in college. Charlie Ward balled the fuck out in college and didn't even get an opportunity to go pro. You know, like, college is one thing. And Cam Newton, now, he balled out in college and balled out in the pros up till we went to the Super Bowl. And after that, he kind of fell off. And I think part of it was mental. But we've also haven't proved that a dominant running quarterback can win the Super Bowl. And that was the best shot right there, because the defense that year did everything they could to keep Carolina in that game against Denver. And Cam Newton just couldn't get them over the mountaintop, man. But, yeah, there's no sure thing. There's no guarantees when these cats go to the pros. And that's the thing. Everybody that watches sports that has common sense and common knowledge knows that quarterback is the hardest single position in all of sports. It's the hardest. It's the toughest position of all of sports. You know, I mean, that's why there's so many cats come in and there's so many flops. Because being a NFL quarterback is the most elite single position in all of team sports. It really is.
Drafted second or drafted third, that never, ever panned out. So we don't know what we're going to get from him. But beyond, you're right. Like, the bottom line is Caleb Williams needs to just be focused on being the best quarterback he can in the NFL, Rob, because the jump from college to NFL is obviously a huge one for a quarterback. Obviously. And so you just need to be focused on that. And as an owner, right, let's just play with it. What? So you get to choose the coach? So you get to choose the coaching staff? So you get to choose the GM? Really? You get to do the roster? I mean, that doesn't even make sense.
A rookie. We're not talking about a second-year player, third-year player, fourth, fifth, or 10-year vet. We're talking about a rookie gets to choose. You know, because that's the thing. When you got part ownership, you got say in how things go. Not full autonomy, but you got some say.
That makes no sense. We've talked about this before when they were talking about players being involved and about drafting players, Chris. And I was like, you scouted them?
Right.
Like you, right. You really scouted them and you know what? Dude, I don't care if you watch their highlights on ESPN. Have you scouted these people? Right. That you're talking about, right. You want them to draft and all this
it's
stuff.
Impossible.
I'm sorry. It's not possible. People do it for a living. That's right. What they do for a living, Chris, not as a hobby.
And they get it wrong all the time, and they do it for a living. So, I mean, if you think you're just going to, hey, you know what? I watched his highlights. Draft him. That's like, you know, Shaq wanted Penny Hardaway drafted when he seen him play filming the movie. But I still say that they should have went with Chris Webber. They should have went with Chris Webber. Chris Webber and Shaq. Oh, my gosh. I would love to see that. That would have been so freaking dominant.
It's their livelihoods.
In football, it would be impossible. Basketball, I guess, because you got only 12 to 15 players.
Not even in basketball. You know why? Because the scouts get it wrong all the time, and they're professionals. It's their job. That's the thing. Making that jump from college to pros, it's a whole different thing. You got dudes that been in the league for 10 years, been working out, lifting weights, and building a frame up, man. I mean, like, you a rookie, you're going to come in, and you're just going to bully a 6'9", 265 LeBron in his prime? No.
Might be possible, But football, it literally would be impossible for a player to know enough about everybody else in the draft to lead the draft. Now, you hire people to do, but the bottom line is no player should have that much power. And to be honest, Rob, it puts the player in a bad position. How in the world are you going to?
Yeah, because if you tell us who to draft and the players you drafted don't pan out, then who the fuck do we blame? You.
To, like, be in that locker room and you're going to be in charge of cutting guys? You're going to be in like, it just, there's no way it could work.
You have a bad day with the coach,
Chris. If we're fantasizing, it could only be, like, you would have to be, like, you'd have to be beyond the greatest player ever, Rob. You would have to be like Superman darn near. Because if you're not,
like I said, okay, we ain't even give Tom Brady ownership. We ain't giving Patrick Mahomes ownership. Joe Montana didn't get it. I mean, am I missing somebody here? Did my man for the Cowboys, Troy Aikman, did he get ownership while he was playing? I mean, am I missing something? I'm missing something, right? I mean, did Lawrence Taylor get ownership for the Giants? I mean, I must be missing something because Lawrence Taylor was, he was a guy out on the football field.
If you're human and you have bad games here and there like everybody else, even no matter how good they are, you can't, you know what I mean? You can't be the owner and have guys look at you the right way.
And then here's the other thing, okay?
That's it.
You're the coach, and one of the players, Chris, you're yelling at him or whatever. He's a part owner. What are you talking about? I own this team. I own a percentage of this team. Don't talk to me like that. What? I'll fire you. I'll go up to the other guys and get you fired. You know?
Right.
What kind of authority would a head coach have with a guy like that has that trump card in his back pocket? It's just those are the bad things that would not
team
make it feasible.
Team morale would be terrible, Rob. Team morale would be terrible. Or there'd be guys coming up to you, yo, man, you know, I want that, I guess not max deal, that's the NBA, but you know, I want that big contract next year, my man. You know, what if you boys with him? How you going to have great friends on the team? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it just.
Or you have an issue that you don't get, say he doesn't get the deal, Chris, that he wants.
Right.
He like, yo, I thought you were my boy. What?
Right.
What? You can't
now,
talk to those
players
dudes.
Players are mad at you. They're not mad at the front office. They're mad at you. Like, it's just impossible. As we flesh it out, you see how much nonsense it is.
And they're not, you know, yeah, it's nonsense. It's impossible. It doesn't make sense. But what they're really not saying is the sense of entitlement. It's a sense of entitlement. It's just some entitled bullshit, man. That's what it is.
And Rob, look, I don't know if this is Caleb. This could be his dad, Carl. He did speak to GQ, and that's the article in which he said, you know, that they might, if they don't like the situation coming out of college with the NIL, they can easily stay, you know, and make millions and wait till the next year. And I don't know his dad from Adam. I knew LeVar Ball or know him. I haven't talked to him in a while, but you know, when he was really hot and, and you know, all out there, and that was LeVar. Now his sons, it seems like they had a really good relationship. I was around all of them together. So I hope their relationship is still great. And he obviously has gone into the background now, which is good. But, Rob, that was him. You may have met the guys, Lonzo, LaMelo. They were good kids. And it was their dad doing all the sneaker brand and all the talking, oh, he's better than Steph. Oh, he could beat. Who did he say he could beat one-on-one? You know, Jordan. Like, just crazy stuff. Yeah, that was the dad. So I'm not going to put this necessarily on Caleb. This might, Rob, just be his dad.
And that's why I said his team. Somebody from his team probably put this out there. But still, it's an overreach. It's an overreach. How about win something first? And if Patrick Mahomes ain't getting this option, what are we talking about here, man? Patrick Mahomes is top dog right now. As Nick Wright says, top of the Mahomes Mountain. Yeah, Caleb, just worry about trying to actually win, because if you, that's the thing, you get drafted to Bears, I'm not sure you're going to win anything. I was an 85 Bears fan, you know, when I was like 6 years old. I mean, they freaking did the Super Bowl shuffle before they even won the Super Bowl, was celebrating the shit. How can you not, you know, like the 85 Bears? But they ain't been much since that, you know. They ain't had no legit quarterback. Jim McMahon was just a celebrity quarterback. That's all he was. He wasn't all that. The best quarterback they probably had was like, what, Jay Cutler. I mean, Caleb Williams, yeah, he looks like the next Patrick Mahomes, but a Patrick Mahomes ain't getting a percentage of ownership. Why the fuck should he think he should get one? And how about you win some games first? I mean, you come in as a rookie and win the fucking Super Bowl, then hey, yeah, get that motherfucker a percentage. Especially if he gets drafted by the Panthers. Because the Panthers could be getting number one pick, which I don't know that they'll pick a quarterback, because they drafted a quarterback last year, Bryce Young. But if they were to draft a quarterback and trade Bryce Young, then and he wins it like first year, yeah, get that dude a percentage of the fucking Carolina Panthers. But barring that, what are we talking about here, man? We're talking about entitlement. So once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.